नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भ्रष्टचटेशधारिणे।
It is such a very special fortune to be here today amongst so many of Srila Prabhupada's personal loving associates. When I first met Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan in 1971, I couldn't really understand or appreciate his devotees. I couldn't really understand or appreciate his movement. But by his causeless mercy, I wanted to surrender my life to him. In our lives, practically the whole society was developed in such a way that we were always waiting for Prabhupada's next visit. As Nityodita Prabhu explains, the whole community was building this palace for him to live in. That was the goal of everyone's life. I wasn't involved in that directly. I used to just milk cows, do some deity worship, and make sandesh. And my life was just revolving around when Prabhupada would eat the sandesh. Prabhupada is coming. That was the spirit of all devotees' hearts. On that historical day, in 1977, we all realized Prabhupada was never going to come again. Life became a dark abyss of confusion, bewilderment, and uncertainty. Or as Lord Chaitanya explains, the whole universe became a dreary void. We could not fathom how we were going to survive. We were young, inexperienced, and completely dependent on Prabhupada's direction, completely dependent on Prabhupada's coming to save us. From time to time, he would come, and it would just instill life, hope, inspiration in all of our hearts. Yes, that day in November 1977 was the hardest day in the lives of all the devotees because we really had no idea how we were going to go on. I began to reflect that Prabhupada is the Acharya. He is teaching us by his example. And he taught us how we can go on living in separation from our spiritual master the way he did. There was a lecture Srila Prabhupada gave in Los Angeles on the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Therein, Srila Prabhupada described the life of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his own relationship with him. At the end of the lecture, Srila Prabhupada broke down crying. He was crying in separation. This crying in separation is a very important part of a devotee's spiritual development. Why? Why does Krishna take away the spiritual master? It is a very perfect part of his plan. Because in the absence of the spiritual master, one has to go very, very deep into one's own heart to realize his presence within us in order to continue going on in our devotional life. In union, the feelings of our heart extend outside of ourselves to meet the object of our love. But in separation, our senses and all of our feelings must go deeper and deeper, deeper internally within our heart to find our beloved there. Srila Prabhupada was weeping on that day. He had already explained to us his very life and soul was serving the mission of his guru. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave him the instruction on their first meeting in 1922, take this message of Lord Chaitanya to the whole world in the English language. And the last instruction that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave to Prabhupada was a letter where he repeated the same words. Prabhupada made the instructions of his Guru Maharaj his life and soul to be an instrument of compassion for the conditioned souls by giving them pure bhakti. Sitting on the Vyasasana in Los Angeles, Prabhupada wept in gratitude to his disciples. He was thanking us because we were assisting him in the mission of his Guru Maharaj. And then he revealed his heart that I'm a very old man. I could die at any time. And then with a choked voice, he pleaded with all of us. Please, he said, assist me in the mission of my beloved Guru Maharaj. If we want to show our love for Prabhupada in such a way that pleases Prabhupada, he made it very clear what is his wish. That what he gave his life and soul for, to preach the message of his Guru Maharaj, that we assist him. Srila Prabhupada told us that there was never a moment he did not feel the presence of his Guru Maharaj. Obviously, that presence was in a spirit of ecstasy and separation. Union in separation is the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the separation from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he always felt his presence in executing his desire. Prabhupada wept and begged us to experience that same supreme blessing of union and separation. on this very, very holy of all holy days. It is a time to share our love and separation from Srila Prabhupada. It is also a time to introspectively examine our own hearts of how we are reciprocating with Prabhupada's love in our life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.